Black Friday, what is all the hype about? Now, you've all heard it. I'm sure there's many of you, no doubt, have seen the media clips of people turning feral just to get the last Breville kettle. Other brands are available. Arguing, fighting each other, trampling, etc. The mere thought of it gives me another grey. So what is Black Friday? Well, usually it's the fourth Friday in November. Supposedly the kickoff to the Christmas season and a chance for the savvy shoppers out there to make the biggest saving of the year. And this year it will fall this Friday coming on the 29th of November. So there's a little bit about what it is. What about the history? It's actually got quite a long history and an interesting history. Of course, it'll always be linked to America and in particular Thanksgiving, as it's always the day after. Now, Thanksgiving, for those of you that aren't aware, actually originated, should I say, as an English tradition where you give thanks for that year's harvest. I believe it was during the Tudor period, if my memory serves me correctly. That was then taken over to America, or should I say that tradition was carried over, and would become famous or infamous due to the 1621 Pilgrims Feast in Plymouth, where they gave thanks to not only that year's harvest, but they also gave thanks to the Native Americans who had helped them through the torturous winter by giving them food in a time of scarcity. We've all seen the plays. Maybe not everybody understood exactly why, but certainly that for many people is the most famous aspect of Thanksgiving. Now, officially, it became an American holiday in 1863, but due to the confusion and disruption that it would cause businesses, the date actually kept changing and was debated for the next 100 years before eventually being confirmed as the fourth Thursday in November. The 1960s would see the birth of Black Friday, with Thanksgiving now officially a national holiday. Many people would either take the following Friday off or just call in sick. And let's face it, that's not an American problem. That's a worldwide problem. When we have bank holidays, I know many people, if the bank holiday happens to fall on the Monday, amazingly they've got a cold on the Friday that manages to repair itself by the Saturday, Sunday, and they're all good to go for the Monday. So of course, with that in mind, and with the influx of people that would normally be at work that no longer were, shops would see their biggest day of the year actually falling, or the biggest shopping day of the year, actually falling on the day after Thanksgiving. And with that in mind, that's where the idea, if you like, came about to have the biggest savings on those days. How do we draw people into our shops? How are we going to fight the competition? Of course, there's many more shoppers, but all of those businesses want those shoppers coming to their business. And that's where the Black Friday deals were born. Although the Black Friday term didn't actually first appear until 1966. And it was in none other than a stamp collector's magazine. Now, the term was coined by the Philadelphia Police Department, who used the name to describe the traffic jams and the crowding in the downtown stores that were caused by the influx of shoppers on Black Friday. So there's a little bit of history for you there. I'm talking about Black Friday because it is coming up, and if you go onto any news site, you'll see story after story after story talking about Black Friday and essentially, as I said, the feral kind of behaviours that surround it. For me, I've never actually bought anything on Black Friday. I don't even think I've done my usual shop on a Friday. And that's in person or online. And the reason of that is the thought of dealing with feral crowds, or if I am online, limited time deals. To paraphrase Austin Powers, that just ain't my bag. Now look, I'm not saying other people shouldn't do it. If you feel that's the best time of the year to get the biggest bang for your buck, then go for it. But for me, as I said, the thought of it just gives me another grey. Now, having said that, my friend Richard, an avid listener to this show, now he has got Black Friday down to a fine art. Now, he's not a man with much money, but he is a man with a plan. And he knows all year exactly what he wants and what he needs. And because of that, it allows him to monitor prices. So you'll see in a lot of articles today, and if you look on things like Money Saving Expert, and there are other publications you can look into, they will tell you that, in fact, a lot of these Black Friday super deals can be purchased either at the same price or cheaper throughout the year. So with that in mind, that's something that my friend knew a very long time ago. And because of that, he doesn't just monitor it in the month beforehand. He'll be spending a good 6 months just keeping an eye, if there is big movement, he knows to make a move then. If there's not, then he'll wait for Black Friday and see what happens there. And the best part about that is he jumps online in the morning, and in 10 minutes, he's got all of his purchases complete, just in time to enjoy a nice cuppa. I've known him to have savings of up to £500, which is ridiculous when you think about it. But like anything, if you put the time in, you can get the reward. And because I am talking anecdotes and I am talking Black Friday stories, it would be remiss of me not to talk about the amazing parody that South Park did, where there were different factions between the kids, ones that wanted to get the newest Xbox and those that wanted to get the newest PlayStation. And they all wanted to do it on Black Friday because there was, I think if memory serves me correctly, about a 90% discount for the first X amount of customers. So in order to ensure that they were able to get the console that they wanted and therefore force all of their friends onto the same console, they all constructed plans to get into the store before anybody else, to try and derail the other side's attempts. And they beautifully managed to integrate this Black Friday parody with Game of Thrones. And if there's one thing I love, it's when a TV show is able to take something and take the reality out of it, but also take something like Game of Thrones, where it is over the top, and kind of mesh the two together and make something that really kind of puts quite a good message out there. Because as I said, we've seen those videos of people going feral at the shop doors just before they're open, people trampling over each other. I watched a video just before I came out, and I'm sure that this isn't staged. But there was this little kid, or a couple of little kids, trying to get through, and there were adults, fully grown adults, just trampling over them. And we have to look at ourselves in those situations and say, is it worth it? That extra 10, 20 pounds you got off that Breville kettle, as I said, other kettles are available, was it worth it? Now, personally, as I'm going to move on to my conclusion, I'm going to say one thing, and it's something that I really like to advise a lot of people on, is don't believe the hype. When reading something, when looking online, always remember that there's a meaning for that article being written. There's a meaning for that advert. There's a connoted message. There's something that people want you to take away from it, and they don't want you to read into it too much. And the fact is that we're all aware now that it was an American tradition. It's been adopted by the UK. But this special day, this Friday after Thanksgiving, this one day to get your super discounts, has now turned into a week to 2 weeks. And really, it's just another opportunity to try and trick people, in my mind, into buying things they don't need, things they didn't necessarily want. And the fact is that most of the deals on the day can be found at multiple times throughout the year. Yes, there are savings to be made, but going in without a plan, well, then you just may end up paying over the odds. I always remember when I was a child, my stepdad, who owned his own businesses, he always warned me about sales. And he always said, you've got to remember something, is that there is a profit line. These companies, they don't want to sell their product for a loss. And with that in mind, to get around sales, often, if you monitor something, the price will rise, maybe back to its original, before then bringing it back down again. And that's a way to show a bigger saving. So as I said, if you are looking to shop this Friday, and you do, especially if you have to go out of the house and you can't do it online, then plan what you're going to do. Now, my personal advice for making the most savings on the day is to keep your wallet away. That way you can keep out of the red and stay in the black. And with that in mind, I think, as I need to give my voice a little break now, it's time for some music. And as we are talking about Black Friday, what better song to go with than AC/DC's Back in Black?